Amen. We said we were going to deal with the book of Jude, correct? Amen. Hallelujah. What folks fail to realize, the book of Jude is not for the world. How many know that? I didn't get no answers. It's only one chapter, I'm assuming. 25 verses. My goodness. Yes. We're going to do this a little different. I got my Bible. I'm trying to be like Brother Therese and go electronic. Y'all just stick with me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, Jude was a strange fellow. In fact, that Jude himself was the brother of James who writes the letter. Jude himself was writing this letter to the church. Now, you have to understand something. It's not the fact that Jude happened to visit them to find out what they were doing. But what's important is to understand that God has the ability to reveal to the ministers of God what's going on in other folks' lives. So Jude was, this is like a warning so that folks can get their acts together. Remember, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the word servant is translated bond servant or slave of or in Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are what? Sanctified, or them that are set apart, called out by God the Father, by the real God, Jehovah God, the creator of all things, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Well, we're preserved in Jesus Christ. We're kept, we're secured, we're set apart in Jesus Christ or for Jesus Christ. God is trying to do a work and he's trying to let us know there are so many things. I was showing Pastor Ives a video that a man of God sent me. I'm not going to mention his name, but nevertheless, it had nothing to do with God. It had to do with money. But the thing about it is, people are backing up instead of moving forward. And it's not just the saints of God, but it's the men and the women of God, those that are called to carry the word of God. Jude recognized this. He recognized, he says, to those who are called, still in the first verse, God's chosen ones, the elect, dearly loved by God the Father, and kept, secure, and set apart. What sets us apart is the word of God that manifests in our lives. If the word of God isn't manifesting in your life, then you won't be set apart. That's what makes you different. It's not what you wear. It's not what you say. It's not how you sing. What makes you different is the character and nature of God that is flowing from out of your life, because there's a word that's in your life that has the potential to carry you, to instruct you, to build you, to keep you moving in the things of God. We are in perilous times, saints. We're not in perilous times because men and women are shooting each other. We're not in perilous times because there's rumors of wars, and there are wars. We're not in perilous times because of none of those things. We're in perilous times because the people of God are forgetting who they are in God.
Amen.
It's important that we stand fast in Him. Sure, we're going to have troubles. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. Sometimes we're going to get so messed up, we will have a little fear. But we understand. I was quoting to my sister Heidi. I quoted to myself for about 3 weeks every morning. God did not give me the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Because the old nature will try to produce fear in your life.
Yeah.
And if you have fear in your life, you can't manifest the glory of God in your life.
Amen.
You can't serve two masters because fear becomes a master.
Yeah, right.
Verse 2. Where my word at?
Working on it.
Working on it? Well, hallelujah. Verse 2. Mercy unto you and peace and love be what? Multiplied. May mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you, filling your heart with a spiritual well-being and serenity experienced by those who do what? Walk closely with God.
Amen.
How do you walk closely with God? By loving those that hate you, praying for those that despitefully use you, encouraging those that don't have encouraging words for you, but doing the opposite of evil, you do good.
Amen.
The Bible tells us anyway to do good unto all men. It didn't say pick which ones you want to be good to. But we're in a battle. We're in a struggle to show forth the glory and the power of God. And it's not going to get any easier. It's only going to get harder.
Amen.
How many understand that?
Amen.
And see, it says, may mercy and peace and love be multiplied. When it talks about the word peace, it's talking about prosperity. Or for you to prosper. And to love and to be multiplied to you. Doing what? Filling your heart with spiritual well-being. The spiritual well-being is to let you know that everything that's going on in your life, God is still in control.
That's right.
Sometimes you have to go through things to understand that God is still in control.
Yeah.
We may not want to go through the stuff we go through. I know I did not like what I was dealing with. But I was in it. And I found out that, you know what was horrible about this? I found out that the doctors couldn't help me. They sent me to one doctor, to another doctor, and another doctor, and I was getting worse and worse. I got to the place where First Lady had to take me around, taking me to my doctor's appointments, taking me, driving me to church. Folks said, why are you coming to church? Look, baby, the best place to be when you ain't doing good is in the house of God. I keep trying to tell people that I don't feel good today, so I'm just going to stay home. Well, you're going to stay home and just feel worse. I'm going to make my way to church and pray that the power of God, because the Spirit of God, the Word of God says, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I dare God shall be in the midst of them. So if I can get in the house of God and there's two or three people that are worshiping and glorifying His name, I've got a possibility that I'm going to leave out here healed. Jude was trying to let them know, y'all better wake up and smell the coffee. God is moving across the face of the earth, and men don't even know it because they're too concerned about what they're dealing with.
Right.
And it's easy to get caught up in how you feel, what's going on around you, what people think about you. It's easy to get caught up in that stuff and miss out on the word that God has for you in your life. So Jude was saying, beloved, verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should do what? Earnestly. Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. That it earnestly, that you have to, it's a struggle to fight for the faith. When I first got saved, I thought this thing was going to be a breeze. Because I knew God was big. God did everything. God created the heavens. He created the earth. Everything that was created by God. When I saw that scripture in the book of Colossians, I said, oh man, I got it made. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Mama, I ain't got to worry about no finances. I ain't got to worry about being sick, Sister Nancy. I don't have to worry about nothing. And a lot of folks convinced me that's the way it was. But I found out they didn't know. It comes some days, Brother Tony, I looked up and it looked like the sky was falling. Some of them days, Reverend Gilman, I'd be walking and it felt like I had the rain cloud on me and everybody else had sunshine. But they told me everything was all right. I never had to worry about nothing. They didn't tell me that it was through the word of God.
Right.
That I can make it through all my struggles. should have been telling you. Jude said, I'm telling you, it's going to be a fight. But you've got to contend. You got to fight for what is right concerning the things of God. You got to fight to keep the character of God. You got to fight to walk in God's authority. Yeah. You got to fight for these things. Yeah. I know somebody said, well, Pastor Gardner, the battle's not yours, but it's God's. Of course it is. But I'm in God and He's in me.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not going to just sit back and let people change me because of what they think. I'm not going to let me change me because I'm thinking God's left me.
That's right.
Jesus said, I'm trying to tell you folks something. Right. Y'all need to get your acts together. I'm writing you this letter that you got to fight for the faith of God. Amen. It ain't going to be easy, but God has given you the victory in all things. Amen. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. The word strengthen in the Greek means enable. He's enabled you to withstand anything that comes your way. Yeah. The problem is our mindsets have convinced us, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this alone. Baby, you better figure it out. You're going to go to the mountaintop and Jesus ain't going to be up there.
Have mercy.
You better create your own mountain in Him. Amen. What, verse 4? I like this verse because I didn't experience this verse. Some of you have too. Amen. What's the section? Yes, we got it up, right?
Yeah.
Y'all not reading, I'll read for you. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Listen to that. Before of old, how many heard that?
Amen.
Before of old ordained this what? Condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, how could he possibly be talking to the church saying that kind of stuff? Easy. Because you got men that are creeping in, allowing themselves to sit alongside you. Amen. Not just men, but I'm talking about people in general.
Right, right.
That get alongside you, that will discourage you instead of build you up. For certain people have crept in unnoticed, just as if they were sneaking in by the side door. They are ungodly persons whose condemnation was predicted long ago. What's he talking about? He's talking about the people that are walking in their own flesh, living according to their own ideas and their own principles.
Right.
Just because people wave their hands in church, just because they shout and speak in tongues, don't mean that they don't have no problems.
Amen.
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 I don't know why we think people that go to church are perfect. You better catch a clue, Obie. I came to church because I had problems. Not because I didn't have none. I decided I'm gonna find God. Maybe I can get rid of it. What I found out, he didn't take nothing from me. He just gave me the ability to withstand it and to use it for his glory. Why? Use it for his glory. Because if I use it for his glory, I can tell folks, hey, you can be healed.
Amen.
You can make it.
Amen.
You can stand. You can fight the good fight of faith. You can be strong and courageous in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your circumstance. Saints, we are going through, we are under attack. And sometimes you get to a place where nobody can help you. You have to trust in God.
Yeah.
And you get to a place you really don't want to be around folks because they'll never tell you what you need to hear.
Right. Yeah.
Either they ask you, where's your faith? Or they give you that look like, where's your faith? Amen. Like you don't have no faith because you don't feel good or because you struggle.
Right.
These people, it reminds me of the book of Matthew when the Bible says that they come up the side door, they sneak in.
Yeah.
You know what they remind me of? What's that name of that plane? A stealth plane.
Yeah.
They like stealth fighters. They can sneak in underwears you don't even know they're there. You think they're your friend, but they are buttering you up for the takedown. That's why you got to stay in this word. See, when you stay in the word, it allows the Spirit of God to reveal things unto you.
Amen.
I might look stupid, but I'm not stupid. Because I know what you're all about. Don't take my niceness for weakness. Amen. We're in this battle and we don't even know we're in this battle. You better wake up. You know what opens your eyes? The Word of God.
That's right.
Of God will open your eyes.
Let me read this.
For certain people have crept in unnoticed, just as if they were sneaking in by the side door. They are ungodly persons whose condemnation was predicted long ago, for they distort the grace of our God to decadence and immoral freedom. That's because they have the ability to live any kind of way they want to live, but still proclaim that God is God. Viewing it as an opportunity to do whatever they want and deny and disown our only master and the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll still tell you how great God is.
Come on.
I'm around people all the time. Some of them, all they do is talk about God. Why? Because they know about Him. They don't know Him.
Right.
There's a difference in knowing about Him than knowing Him.
Amen.
So you got these people that sneak in and unawares come befriend you. Nice to you. Encourage you today and eat you up tomorrow. That don't mean you don't have to be around folks. You still have to. You can be around folks. You might have something in your life that they need. People gossiping and complaining and murmuring and backbiting. What you have in your life, you tell, hey man, I ain't into that. Sister, you can keep that to yourself. But you gotta have some word.
Come on now.
Verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, the water destroyed them that believed not. Baby, I don't know if you know, but you know hell is enlarging itself. You ever ask yourself, why would hell need to enlarge itself? Because there's going to be a whole lot of us. Us's. That ain't going to make it. Friend asked me, well, this morning after he told me about one of our friends, he says, well, he's in a better place. I know where he's going. We don't know.
Amen.
I'm just keeping it real with you. We don't know. Only person that knows where that person is going is God. We pray that that's where they're going. See, we done forgot God searches the intents of a man's heart.
Right.
God knows what's going on in our lives. We ain't fooling nobody. They came up out of Egypt. God delivered them out of Egypt and then ended up destroying them. What destroyed them because? What is Jude saying? Stop all your complaining, your belly aching, your backbiting, your deceitfulness. You said it right, baby. Out of the mouth of babes. Thank you. I couldn't have said it better myself. He said, uh-oh. Amen. People out of the land of Egypt afterward destroyed them that what? Believed not. He destroyed them that separated themselves from the truth.
That's right.
There's a whole lot of people that's been separated themselves from the truth. Some say it ain't no Father. It's just Jesus. Some say only 144,000 going to heaven. Yeah, right, first lady. Some say they don't have to go to church. They can get what they need from God at home. I guarantee you can't if you're surrounded by a bunch of heathens.
Yeah.
They don't want to study the book of Jude because he is reality.
Right, right.
He had tagged me on the back. And the angels which kept not, verse 6, and the angels that kept not their first estate. Their designated place of power. How many hear me? But left their own habitation. My goodness gracious Allah. Why would I want to leave him?
Come on now. Amen, amen.
What would possess me in my thought pattern to want to leave heaven? I don't know. If you can come up with something, you let me know. Ain't nowhere in the world I want to leave heaven. And then it says, he has reserved in everlasting chains under the darkness until the judgment of that great day. Amen. Folks so worried about these angels that left their first estate attacking. They can't attack you and they in chains.
Right.
Pastor Keys, they don't know they need to stop attacking themselves. I found out, Sister Keeler, I was attacking myself. It's quiet in this house today. Under darkness and the judgment of that great day. Let me read this to you. That's verse 1. And the angels who did not keep their own designated place of power, but abandoned their proper dwelling place, in these he has kept eternal chains under the thick gloom of utter darkness for the judgment of that great day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't mess around and leave your dwelling place.
All right. Amen.
Amen. Don't get caught up in how great and how powerful you are and how much knowledge and how much wisdom you have and lose the place of dwelling that God placed you in. Amen.
Come on now. Amen. Come on.
Verse 7. Even the Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to what?
Fornication.
See, what you're missing is what it says before that, which is so important. Even the Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner did what?
Giving
they surrendered themselves to it. You know why? Because even though a lot of us saints and we love God and we go to church, and some of us don't, we pay our tithe, we give our offering, we'll submit ourselves to fleshly ideas and principles in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. After like manner. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the adjacent cities, since they, see, when it talks about the adjacent cities, it's letting you know that Sodom and Gomorrah was so strong in what they were doing that they had the ability to reach out and touch other people's lives.
Yeah.
Amen. That's just like somebody stealthing themselves into your life.
Yeah.
You thinking they mean you well.
Come on now.
Jude is telling the saints, look here, saints, you better stay with God. You better pray, seek God, meditate on the word of God. Pray without ceasing. Because if you don't, somebody going to set themselves up in your life. It don't mean you any good. Jude said, I heard about what's going on out there. You need to get yourself straightened out. Because God, just like he brought you out of Egypt, will destroy you in the wilderness.
Come on now.
Amen.
Man, God is not playing. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the adjacent cities, they in the same way as these angels indulged in gross immoral freedom and unnatural vice and sensual perversity. You know, we always think about the homosexuality and all that, but it ain't talking about that right now. What he's talking about is what they did, the same thing the angels did. They separated themselves from God. And decided that their ideas and principles were greater than God's, so let's just overthrow God. And we have gotten to the place, as men and women of God, no matter how much we try to, we lift God up, we are still overthrowing him, and we're taking people with us.
Right.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy.
I'm about to finish up. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Jesus is in the mountain. Jesus coming the first of the year. Y2K. Jesus is a spaceship. I dreamed that Jesus came to the earth in a spaceship. And you know what's so bad about it? They're guaranteed to have people follow them.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Because folks would rather believe a lie than the truth. My goodness. Nevertheless, in the same way, these dreamers who are dreaming that God will not punish them, you've got to be serious. Also defile the body and reject legitimate authority and revile and mock angelic majesties. Verse 9, but even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil or Satan and arguing about the body of Moses, did not dare bring an abusive condemnation against him, but simply said, the Lord rebuke you. What is he saying? Sometimes you talk too much.
Yeah.
I'm around people that love God and say they're born again, and they say that they talk too much. They talk crazy stuff. If what you're saying ain't edifying or lifting up the kingdom of God, then you ought to be quiet.
Amen.
And it's so bad because he called them filthy dreamers. He didn't just call them dreamers, he called them filthy. You know, when you say something is filthy, that means it's bad. You ever went in your son's room? Man, this room is filthy. Right? That means something. He said filthy dreamers, meaning that their dreams have nothing to do with the things of God. Better be careful. Verse 11. And I'm going to close. I can go on all day, but I'm not. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. My goodness. What did Cain do?
He was a murderer.
He didn't just kill anybody. He killed his brother. How many saints killing their brothers? How many have gone in the way of Cain? I decide I'm better than Elvin Russell, so I assassinate his character. Put something out that I know ain't true. But you know what they gonna do? They certainly gonna believe it. Put something on Facebook or put something on, what's that other one?
Twitter.
And see how many hits you get. They don't even know who you're talking about, but they gonna jump in. Don't go the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam. We know what Balaam did.
Right.
For reward and perished in the what? Gain slain of Kor. My goodness. Woe to them, for they have gone the defiant way of Cain, and he was defiant. And for profit they have run headlong into error of what? Balaam. The thing we saw this morning was about money. Wasn't it about money? Dollar. We know we need money. But don't lose your soul and salvation over it.
Amen.
They run headlong in the air. Balaam perished in rebellion on mutinous Korah. These men are hidden reefs, elements of great danger to others. A lot of folks are a danger to us. I separated myself from a lot of folks. They cried Jesus and they stuck their hands up in the air, but I found out they didn't mean me any good.
Right.
The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate. It's not talking about the world. It's talking about people that don't want what you want in God.
Amen.
If you ain't looking to see Jesus, I don't want to be around you. Because you're looking to see something other than what I'm looking for.
Come on now. Come on now.
To change the word of God into a lie. Right. Because it sounds good. Mm-hmm. Taking other people with it. You just stepped in and unawares. Mm-hmm. People don't know that you just slipped in on their lives. Uh-huh. Better be careful. Look to this. These are, 12, these are spots in their feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried by the winds. Trees whose fruit wherewith, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And eating also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. If you ain't talking about the goodness of God, you ain't got no business talking.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got to talk about the goodness of God somewhere in your sentence,
right,
or in your paragraph.
That's right.
That's right. I thank God I'm still alive.
Amen.
I thank God I'm moving.
Amen. Amen.
I've been trying like a fire. I ain't made it to the goal state yet.
Come on now.
But I'm working on getting there.
Yes, Lord.
And it's only one way to get there. To keep them folks out that's trying to creep up in my life and separate me from what I know God has already told me.
All right.
Amen.
I'm telling you, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own what? This man is talking to the church.
Right.
This ain't supposed to be happening in the church.
Right.
What's going on? You ever sat next to somebody and they didn't have nothing nice to say?
Yeah.
And you should have turned and said, well, why are you here?
You're right.
I said that to lots of people. What you doing here then? I don't like what the man got. I said, bye. Study for yourself.
Right.
The reason folks don't know when they're hearing the truth because they're not studying for themselves.
Right.
If you study for yourself, things can't creep in to separate you from the truth.
Come on, no.
Murmurers and complainers, walkers after their own lust, and their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage, trying to build people up because of what they got.
Right.
Meaning he's saying, look here, saints, you ain't got to be jealous. Joe, you ain't got to be jealous of Andy.
Amen. Come on.
Do your own thing.
Right.
And God will, and he'll bless you with what Andy got.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
When I was reading Jude, I said, this guy ain't no joke. He ain't talking to the church. And he talking to the church in a prophetic way, dealing with us today.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on in here is he's talking about in our lives, in our churches. But beloved, remember the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, right now, who should walk after their own ungodly lust, after their own separated ideas and principles and desires. They have determined that what they have is better than what God has. Oh, we only got a few more verses, don't we? How that they told you there should be mockers, that's not who should walk after their own or God's love. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Knowing God, but denying the power thereof. What is the power that they deny? The power to demonstrate and separate and change their mindset. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, was a mind of humbleness, a mind of humility, a mind of peace, a mind of joy, a mind of love. That's the type of mind Jesus had.
Yes,
a mind
right.
To serve the Father. Jesus said, when you see me, you see the like God, yes, but because he represented God in his heart and in his spirit.
Yes. Come on, right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, an eternal God. And some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted with by flesh, hating the garment or the nature of the old man, which has come not to do what? To kill, steal, and destroy, which we assume that that's the devil. Come on. People have almost stole my life. How could they steal your life? Because you were about to freely give it away. They have the ability to steal your joy.
Yeah.
And your peace. So you have to pull yourself out of it. Now unto them that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the what? To the only. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power now and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Keep yourselves in the love of God. My goodness. But as I'm going to read it again this way. But as for you, beloved, remember the prophetic words spoken by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They used to say to you, in the last days there will be scoffers following after their own ungodly passions. These are the ones who are agitators, causing divisions. Worldly minded, secular, unspiritual, carnal. Carnal means, carnal represents a mixture of flesh and spirit.
Amen. Yeah.
Merely sensual, unsaved, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of the most holy faith. Continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher. That means don't let your problems keep you down.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't let other people's problems keep you down. And keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting exhaustively, anxiously, and looking forward to the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring you to eternal life, and have mercy on them who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy, but with fear, lowly, you can have mercy on them, but you better watch them.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's what Jude is saying. You can save others. Verse 23. Save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy, but with fear. When it says but with fear, it but means with reverence. Watch them. Lowly, even the clothing spotted and polluted by their shameless immoral freedom. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling or falling into sin, which is what? The presence of the living God, the word of God, in the presence of glory and the triumph of joy and unspeakable delight to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power before all time and forever. Amen. Bringing it to an end.
Amen.
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 We are contending for the faith. Every day we contend for the faith in God. Because every day we get up and we walk out our doors, there's trouble sitting out there waiting on us.
Amen.
In some form or fashion. But the good thing is, the word about God's grace is sufficient. That means it has the ability to keep you in whatever situation you may be in.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And I found that to be true through experience. And see, that's what we need. We need experience. We need to stop getting up telling folks about stuff that we don't know nothing about.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus said, find out who you are in God and what your God is to you.
Right.
Elevate. And then elevate again. Don't allow people to make you fall dormant and not doing the things of God. Amen. I got news for them. God is coming, but you know what the greater news is? He's already here. And he's looking for a people that are willing to submit themselves to his word. And walk in his authority and dominion. And most importantly, in his love. It's hard to walk in the love of God nowadays. Because folks take it for a sign of weakness.
Amen.
And they will creep in and abuse you before you know you've been abused.
Come on, come on, come on.
Everybody stay. That's one reason they wrote that scripture. Though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Because evil comes in many different ways. Evil ain't always fighting against you. Evil fucks smile in your face.
Yes, they will. You in the back.
Thank you, dear. You can't see what's happening behind you. My goodness. I said, why would Jude got one chapter? That's all he needed. That is all he needed. To set you free. Because he's saying, if you miss out on what I'm saying now, you're out of this God. These are evil days. And they're not evil because of killing. They're evil because of people's character and their name. Amen. That's why the word tells us so many different things. It says guard your heart with all diligence. That means you've got to be diligent about protecting the spirit of God that's in your life.
That's right.
You have to protect the word of God that's in your life. You have to contend for the gospel.
Yes.
I think it's in 2 Timothy. It tells us you got to fight for the gospel. You got to protect it.
Amen.
You got to be able to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't defend something if you don't know it.
Come on now. Come on now.
Amen. We have come to a place where we know more than just John 3:16. You better know how to fight with power.
That's right.
Man. You know how powerful you are when you live and flow through the love of God. Love conquers a multitude of it beats up on the old nature. Even mine. The love of God that's in my life beats up on my old nature. And that bad boy need to be beat up on.
Yeah.
Because he'll convince you to turn right when God telling you to turn left. You know God telling you to make a left turn, but you're going to go right anyway. Why? Because that's what you feel.
Right.
Not what you know. Know the word of God for yourself so you don't have to depend on anybody.
Yeah.
Jude will say you got to contend for the faith, the gospel. You got, and when it talks about faith, it's pistis. I mean, you got to contend for the nature of Jesus that's in your life. You got to fight the good fight of faith, and you got to hold on to what God has promised you.
Yes, yes.
And I found out in most cases nobody believes you but God.
Nope.
Take somebody by the hands this afternoon, brother. My goodness, hallelujah. Yeah.
Shando ko shiata raba shia koba ka shiata shiliobo shando koyaba shanda kalabiata raba kasha ikobo shanda raba shiata raba. Beloved, believe not every spirit, believe not every mindset, but test the mindset, test the spirit, test the mind that it has come from by and through the word of God.
Yes, Jesus.
For there are many false ones that are in the world, and they have come to disrupt you, even as the man Jude has said. They have come to sit down in your spirit. They declare themselves to be God, sitting on the throne of God. But they are usurpers. But if you do not study your word, you do not know this and are able to be plucked up by the roots, even as the man said. But I am the Lord your God, and I am your instructor. And if you will apply yourself to my word, here a little, there a little.
Yes.
It's not God. It's not all at one time at all at one city. But it's here a little and there a little by jot and tittle. I, the Lord your God, will establish myself in your life through my word. That when these come, you will see them. That when they appear, you will know them, and you will not be tricked. But your eyes will be steadfast upon me, unmovable, always in the abounding in the work of the Lord, saith the Lord your God.
Hallelujah.
I asked God one day, I said, Lord, how is it possible that somebody that's been healed and delivered by your power could leave and go to a ministry that don't believe in healing? How is that possible? I know that God can heal me, but I'm going to leave him and I'm going to go to a ministry that don't believe in healings, that don't teach healing. What will cause something like that to happen? Flesh. The old nature. We'll find something irrelevant to provoke you to go somewhere that you don't need to be. I've laid down my life for folks and seen them get up and leave without giving you an answer. You know how that hurts. But you know what you got to do? Like you said, contend for the word of God. You got to keep the word of God flowing in your life. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray right now that you would move in a spectacular way. You heard what the prophetic word just said. Lord God, we have to take care of ourselves here, there, little Lord God. We have to understand that the principles of your word are greater than our ideas and our own principles. Father, teach us through your word, by the moving of your spirit, to only be drawn unto you and not unto other things. Father, I pray that you allow the power of the living God to flow upon this people like never before, keeping them and teaching them and providing for them and protecting them. Lord God, giving them that which they have need of. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I understand one thing, that the word of God will be around forever. The Old Testament tells us that the roots and the flowers will dry up and they will wither, but the word of God will stand forever. So, Father, if we mean to stand, we need this word in our lives so that we can become a part of who Jesus and the Father is. So that we don't have to be saying, when you see me, you see the Father. And when you see the Father, you see me. When they see the word, they'll know that the Father is in your life. Father, I thank you right now. I give you the praise for your moving. I give you the praise for the authority and meaning of your word. Have a way in our lives, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.